Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.BikeRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Michelle Hutchins, the Mile High Medium and Psychic. Today, we'll be talking about mistakes. And Michelle will also be taking callers' questions, so hang on the line, and we will be taking calls as soon as we get done talking about today's topic. In her current state of development, we are always going, Michelle has transcended over 300 levels of consciousness and has had discussions with up to 18 beings at once on the other side or in other universes. She is clairaudient, clairvisual, and clairsentient. As a clairaudient, she can hear and channel every word she is given, which can lead to unique and interesting information. Using such resources, Michelle has successfully provided her clients with a variety of services and assistances. Many say that she has assisted them to find greater happiness, personal health, clear direction, financial abundance, and increased knowledge of themselves, others, and their life purpose on Earth. You can find out more about Michelle by visiting her website, which is www.michellehutchins.com. And that's michellehutchins.com. And I do have a direct link to Michelle's website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Michelle to the show. Namaste, Michelle.
Namaste, Robert. Namaste, everybody. And namaste what I want to say is a sacred day of grief, 9/11 for us. So I've just got to say that to everyone. My compassion and my heart is out to all.
Yeah, it is a day of remembrance. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, everybody kind of came together and strength prevailed. And that's something that we're taking from them, you know, and moving forward and living a full life. And keeping that in mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. Our topic today, Robert, is on mistakes. And, you know, as I was scheduling with you, it's something that I looked at 9/11 and purposely scheduled on today because, you know, how we think of a mistake is so interesting. And it's interesting when you look up the definition of a mistake, and it's a misconception or a misunderstanding. A misconception or a misunderstanding.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. You know, sometimes, you know, there is the belief that really there are no mistakes. Do you feel that's the case?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a mentor, a teacher friend of mine. Her name is Janice Erickson. She's out of San Francisco. And this is a concept that I learned from her during some classwork I did as an NLP practitioner. And her term is, and she's very intuitive, and she doesn't call herself an intuitive, but she is extremely. And she said to me, Michelle, everything in the universe is a misunderstanding when it's off balance. Now, I remember her distinctly saying that and looking at her and saying, that is so brilliant. What a great way to look at everyone in the world. Everyone in the world. That the sense of mistakes are simply a misunderstanding. And sometimes the misunderstanding is in us. It's not necessarily in them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've kind of looked back at, you know, things that I would term a mistake, and you know, it's interesting that you know, what I have found is after I've gone back and looked at it, is there's just something to be learned, you know, from each decision that we make. And, you know, it's, and it's one of those things where, you know, I think the idea of making a mistake really prevents a lot of people from moving forward with some different things in life. I mean, you know, that idea of, oh, my God, what if I make a mistake? What if I make the wrong decision? It's like, you know, and I think that prevents a lot of people from, you know, taking chances and risks and living to its life to its fullest.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Robert, what's funny is thank you to all the callers from our last show. So 2 months ago, I was to be on the air with you. And believe it or not, a woman who's been in corporate America for 22 years as an executive, traveling the whole world, better yet, the United States, translated that 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Now, I posted it on Facebook. I was so convinced that's what it was. I went into meditation that afternoon at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, when really I was to be on the air. So literally at 27 minutes after the hour, I was in deep meditation. And for those of you that like to go into deep theta, you go somnambulistic. So it's a very deep state of listening. I jumped up and said, looked at my phone and said, what's happening? And there's Robert's calls saying, where are you, Michelle? And then the next one says, Michelle, where are you? We have callers on the line. And, you know, and as you can imagine, poor Robert's here, holding the ball saying, okay, I have no idea where my guest is. And, you know, here was me after I got off the phone listening to these messages saying, okay, God, I'm a psychic medium. Couldn't you have put, like, a national weather alert? Like, you know, ding, 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 you know, Michelle, it's time to get on radio. You know, here's your national weather alert, you know, your national psychic alert, you know. And nothing happened. So, you know, the first place we tend to go is to beat ourselves up. And trust me, psychics do too. Energy workers do too. I do all of it. And I sat there and the first question is why? And for any of you that study the question why, there's Harvard review courses on the word why. And, you know, the answer to why is yes. And I learned that in a big high-end leadership course. And I laugh because every time I ask myself why, the answer is yes. So that's kind of an interesting thing. But then I needed to look at that and say, you know, our first thing will be, well, it wasn't meant to be. Well, that's a piece of it, but when you start looking deeper, it's a state of listening. And, you know, instead of looking at the obvious, well, you know, time management things, which typically aren't things for me, there was a message there. And it's the first thing I said, well, I just get to do a show on mistakes. If Robert will trust me and take me back into his good standings that I will show up, as you so rightly did, you know, it deepened our relationship, Robert. And that is so often what we need to look at, this whole misconception or misunderstanding. How does that work into your life?
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to bring that up, but now that you did.
You didn't know I was, did you? Now, here's why I say all of this. It's this, you know, as we're going into this whole normal state and these normal reactions of mistakes, sometimes we overcompensate. You know, Dr. Einstein has a famous saying of spend 90% of your time on the problem and 10% on the solution, and you'll have a successful life. You'll find the solution. So as I looked at that, I sat back and said this. Am I cognizant to the outside world? Am I so deep in meditation on my own, in my own little world? Now, I do a lot of humanitarian activities. I'm a person of the world. But when I have this sense of disconnection and meditation, am I so disconnected that I forget everybody else? Now, believe it or not, that's how some people walk around in the world. This sense of disconnection or separation is prevalent in our world. Do I see you in me? Do I see me in you? And often this misconception or this misinterpretation of you comes forth in me learning about me. We call it self-love. A lot of people feel like that's too touchy-feely. It's really self-realization, as Paramahansa Yogananda writes about quite a bit. The sense of self-realization of who are we and the larger look to the one.
Yeah. Now, and it's interesting because, you know, when that all transpired, you know, first of all, I was shocked because, you know, you've been on my show many times and that was the first time that had happened. I thought, oh, my God, I hope something didn't happen, you know, to Michelle because this was so unlike her. And then after the show, now, just for the listeners, you know, I book shows sometimes months in advance. So I recognize that life goes on with people and, you know, if somebody has a commitment, you know, two or three months down the road, that sometimes things happen and they're not able to do the show. And I usually, you know, very happy to reschedule the show. One thing that does get to be a little bit of a challenge for me is if, you know, I confirm like a week before and then the person says they're going to be there and I'm left hanging on air, you know, that's just, you know, because it's just one of those things that just kind of, but then I've come to realize that, again, there is usually a bigger reason for it, you know, so I don't stress out about it like I used to years ago. But like you said, you know, when it happened, I mean, it was just one of those quirky things. You know, when we reconnected about, you know, being on the show, again, because you've been on the show many times and we have, you know, I feel I really enjoy your energy and the information you give to the listeners and we have fun that, it, you know, of course, rescheduling is fine. And then when you chose the topic mistakes, it gave me a little bit of a chuckle because, you know, because I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting show, you know, to talk about that.
Yeah. It, you know, here's what it does, Robert. It is our catalyst. It's a time for change. When we find mistakes in our life, whether we're making them or someone around us making them, it's you know, the old Scooby-Doo, you know, take a look. It's a typically a time for change, and it's why I looked at this topic and I said, hey, listen, I'm the first one to raise my hand and say, you know, I'm in this journey we call life on the earth, and this sense of mistakes and how we look at them and this sense of self-forgiveness or really acceptance that there's a lesson here, there's learning, and it can be joyous, and it can be joyous. And typically when we see people making mistakes, of harming each other, of whether it be through our words, through our actions, through our tolerance of each other, through us ignoring each other, you know, through the lack of acknowledgement of each other. So much of that is, you know, Mother Teresa talks a lot about that. It's very painful mistakes that people make. And how will we, in a sense, wake up? Have we awoken to the sense of acknowledgement of what we call grace, compassion? Do we give others compassion and grace in the sense of mistakes? And you certainly do, Robert. I had no doubt. I was just horrified because it's not me, but it was very interesting. You know, I talk a lot about bringing people into your meditation. Now, that's a revolutionary concept for many, but when we meditate to the oneness of the world, it really reminded me of that because I was being a little selfish that day. I was saying, hey, I just want Creator and I, you know, boom. So it awoken me to my meditations, too, of making sure I said to my friends, hey, if that ever happens again, or I'm driving, or I'm at work, or, you know, do we allow other people and the energies on the earth to, in a sense, arouse us to keep us on the road? Now, if there are no mistakes, then at times these things that we would say, would do, are intentional. And that comes up a lot for psychic mediums, Robert, that we will say things and people will look at us and say, well, that's not right, or I don't think that's going to happen, or I don't want that to happen. And, you know, most of us are very delicate with the information we share, but often it's the biggest thing why people don't go into the practice of being a psychic or a medium is that fear of, in a sense, rejection for the information you're going to share, do, say, etc. Now, it's not just for psychics. It's for anybody. I was in corporate America for a long time, and a lot of people hold the words. They don't say something. When they feel something, this sense of intuition, they hold back. So, and then they say, well, that person made a mistake because I didn't do it. Well, then we start blaming, and then we start, you know, this whole sense of misunderstanding is basically taken out of context. Do we start to look at this sense of the oneness in the world and pulling us back together, that the mistake I made could be a catalyst for something larger for healing? Are we on this road to balance, to homeostasis, like the body is, like our world is, the yin-yang of how we are created and our whole, all the universes, everything is created in a state of balance. So it's very interesting what we tend to do to ourselves or do to others in this topic called mistakes. So I thought, you know what, why not just perfect? I'm going to dish it right up and talk about it, because I think there's so much to learn about it, and especially on a day like 9/11.
Yeah, you know, very much so. And so, I guess when our listeners are confronted with something that they feel is a mistake, what would you say there should be their way of putting it into context?
Yeah. Well, you know, the first thing, you know, and it's well written about, and I advise clients, is to first seek counsel and go inside. You know, seek from Creator, however you like to term, Creator, Source, God, Allah, how, you know, whatever your term is for this highest power, seek counsel there. That's the purest form of realization there is. Then seek your friends. Seek your mentors. Seek those people that have these sacred divine agreements, literally energetic contracts with us, and seek their counsel. Because sometimes, you know, we're self-believing machines. You know, no matter what you would say to us, we would believe it. We have energetic belief systems in us, part of the study work that I do and part of the energy work that I do. Now, saying that, somebody can often say to you, well, you know, I think it was okay. Don't worry about it. And you'll say, yeah, but I'm worrying about it. Don't forget to release it. So once you've got the acknowledgement from Creator, release it. Give it to Creator and say thank you. Thank you for that blessing. You know, Edwina Gaines, I don't know if you know her. I mean, fantastic woman on prosperity. Listen, if you want to bring a sense of money and divine abundance and money into your life, look up her stuff. She's phenomenal. But the biggest thing she talks about is that sense of gratitude for everything in our life. And that goes here. When we make a mistake, the first thing we get to say is thank you. And we say thank you to ourselves, thank you to Creator, thank you to all who interacted, and that is a tough thing sometimes.
I was just going to say.
That is a tough thing.
That would not
be. You're in the thick of it to say thank you to yourself for making a mistake. Oh, my golly.
I know, boy, I'm going to be thinking of myself a lot in the upcoming days. No. And I can see your point with that, you know, and it does make logical sense, and it also shifts your energy, your response to what happened, your reaction, you know, to what happened, and that is a good thing, and you know, toward that balance that you talked about. But you are right; that would probably not be the initial natural kind of reaction when that happens. But I'm going to definitely try that, you know, and keep that in mind with, you know, now that we have today's show. You know, that's one of those things where I will. I'll focus. That's one of the things I love about having you on the show, because you really give me some things to think about and different things to do to kind of upscale or kind of lift my life up to a little bit better way. So,
thank you.
So I'll be doing that.
You know, and then once you release, don't forget to create a new solution. So, you know, the first thing I did is say, okay, I'm going to release this to Creator, and then I'm going to go in and white light and create new solution. So we create these realms of possibility in us. You know, this is the sense of balance homeostasis that I indicated. So what I said is, okay, when I do shows, and it hasn't come up before, but it did. You know, there's a book called The Black Swan and by Taubman. Fantastic. They did it at Wharton Business School, and a lot of people read it. But it's the whole analogy of there was no black swan. Everyone said a swan was white until somebody all of a sudden one day saw a black swan. Your life changed. So this sense of mistakes where people say, my whole life has changed and it will never be the same. Nope, you just saw a black swan. That's all that happened. Now, you know, some things that can feel and be, in a sense, very devastating to our lives come forth. Release that and then create new solution and new possibilities for your life. You know, I have a lot, you know, my heart and compassion go out to all of our soldiers today, too, and our armed service. I'm not going to get into that, but for their purpose, they've chosen to serve our country, to serve around the world, and leaving out all political aspects to that. They're out there, in a sense, seeing and feeling and hearing things that are black swans, things they've never seen before in their life. No matter how much you talk about it, they have never seen these types of things and are sitting there saying, can I make a mistake? I've never been in this situation before. So creating and envisioning possibilities and positive outcomes is such a healthy reaction, whether you've made the mistake before and or you haven't made the mistake before. You know, Lindsay Vonn, before she goes down, you know, in the Olympic, you know, as a contestant in the Olympics, they use NLP. They vision their whole way down before they're even doing it. We know it has muscle memory. We know it creates. We know it creates positive vortices, you know, this whole energetic vortexes or vortices. We know scientifically this works. You know, Dr. William Tiller, you hear me talk about him. He's a professor of psychoenergetics at Stanford. Speaks a lot about the psychoenergetics of how we create. It's our consciousness plus our intention. Well, when we vision, we imprint that, and that's the trails of energy we follow that pull us electromagnetically. So don't forget to vision, because a lot of mistakes happen for a reason, to promote us visioning new outcomes. So, you know, that's where I tend to take it and release it as soon as you can, truly. Don't chew on this sucker for days, you know. And trust me, I chewed on it for an hour, and that was too long. And then I said, that's enough. Release it, create, and how do we make a great solution out of this? How do we do a show out of this? And that's when I contacted you. I said, I got it, Robert. There's going to be a great show on this.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, and that is the important aspect. Yeah, once you release it, is envisioning that solution in the way forward. It's very important. So, well, my goodness, we're about we got almost halfway through the show. We've got about another 6 minutes before we're at halftime, and we've got quite a few people in the queue, callers in the queue. I think we can maybe go ahead and take some callers. But before we do, if you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners, you know, the type of readings that you do, if they haven't heard you before, and for the callers, you know, what kinds of questions, you know, you would like for them to bring to you. You know, what's good and maybe what's not so good.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, so, Robert, I have a full, this is what I do full time. I'm a psychic medium and energy practitioner. I'm located out of Denver, Colorado, and I do quite a bit of medical intuitive work as well as, you know, general practice. I'm a psychic and a medium. So I work with businesses. I work with kids from age 4 to 89, I think is my oldest client so far. So all you need to do is ask your question. It's nice for me to have your name, but I don't need your birth date or any other information than that, and that's how I work. If you can just keep it to one question, that would be great, and off we go. I'm pretty simple.
Great. Okay. Well, let's go ahead, and I think we can take one caller before the break, and then I can screen a few more callers. So we'll take the first caller, and it is Kathy from Maryland. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there. Hi. How are you?
Namaste, Kathy.
My question is about my spiritual journey. I feel like I'm not fully using my potential. Like I'm not, I do Reiki, but I feel like there's something else I should learn.
Yeah. What does artwork have to do with you, Kathy? Huge for you, artwork. How does that make sense for you?
I make jewelry part-time.
Okay, bingo. Now, your jewelry is supposed to be healing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you're not, it's not the exact metals. Okay, so let me just hear this a little bit better. It is the metals you're using and the stones. You have to combine the two. So you'll hear me repeat a little bit just because I channel the answer. So if it sounds a little redundant, I apologize to the listeners, but this is how I do
it.
Okay. For you, it's to be in Reiki. They also want you to do massage. Do you do hand-foot massage?
Only to my cat.
Okay. Very healing hands, Kathy. Oh, my gosh. You're a born healer. But your jewelry is supposed to be in there. And they're also showing me they want it on the ankles. So here's what I'm telling you. You haven't found the success in this you had hoped. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. That's the piece that's missing, and I'm getting huge signs for that. It's I know I'm to be a success. I know I'm to do this. Now, here's what I hear. You know, it's much like we were just speaking about, is this whole sense of visioning, what is success to you? Now, let me just give you a little, you know, this is why I'm a psychic medium and I do belief systems and energetic practitioner, because I can pretty much nail them on the head. Hard time taking money from people. Does it make sense? When you're healing,
mm-hmm.
You really like to take money, but you do.
I like to spend money.
Now, here's the thing. Sometimes this is very, very, very common for healers. Remember that money is a currency of exchange. It's just a medium of exchange. In the past, we used to exchange goats. We used to exchange tea. We used to exchange spices. So when you start getting into currency, you know, this sense of coins to paper, remember they're metals, they're paper, they have vibration. So sometimes people are lacking and or don't have the belief systems to take in money for healing. I'm being told you're just absent. You know, when I do energy work, I tend to instill, and I work directly, I do a lot of theta healing. I'm an advanced theta healer, and I work directly with Creator, and I find that most people are lacking belief systems, probably 5-10 to 1 of removing. And I'm hearing that instilling these belief systems with Creator, that you're worth it, and you're worth the money, your fees are too low is what I'm being told. Kathy, your guardian angels, your guys are looking at me saying, oh, you go, girl. Like, we're not going to let you off the phone. But here's the thing. Your jewelry is really important. What is it about the ocean and you? Huge ocean.
I love being
huge.
By the water.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. A lot of your jewelry is supposed to depict that. And you could be by the water and do healing. Do you do that now?
No.
Okay, I'm hearing, like, be right on water, especially
uh-huh.
the ocean, and doing
wow.
healing. But your jewelry is supposed to depict the ocean, big time. If I had a piece, I love pieces, and your pieces are different than I've ever seen, very different designs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, wow, this is interesting. Lots and lots and lots of love in them. That's typically what attracts people to jewelry. Bless the heck out of your jewelry. People are attracted to love. They're attracted to the frequencies of love, 528 hertz, right? But for you, the ocean is your hint. And I just keep hearing, use them for healing. Tell people what you're blessing them for.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them for certain areas of the body, really. release. And then again, remember what I'm saying is that a lot of people are lacking belief systems. Look around the heart. People are lacking a lot of belief systems around the heart. When people have jewelry, you know, I have stones sometimes that I'll tuck inside of my bra a little bit. Now, that sounds silly, but a lot of us women do that. But I'll tuck a stone or I'll tuck a purple plate. If you guys are interested in purple plates, I love these. They're from Arizona. But it's energy that I love that vibration. It's the energy of Om. It's the energy of the earth. So how are you blessing these? And make sure you're telling people that. And you need a marketing plan. So here's a business girl going to come out on me. You don't have a brand and a marketing plan for your jewelry. I'm just keep hearing, tie it all in. Once you do this in full expression, you'll feel like I'm living my spiritual journey. Make sense?
I think I'm going to have to call you for more.
also, a husband.
On Saturday, I'm taking a crystal class, and I want to get more into the crystals and the stones.
There you go. Especially turquoise. They really want you to learn turquoise. And, you know, turquoise comes in white, red, you know, there's the robin's egg, there's the green. Very different qualities, looks. And they'll fire you. They're also, that's interesting, they're showing me rough turquoise. You know, often you see the polished turquoise, but look at the rough turquoise. You know, I love druzy quartz, and I'm a stone girl. I love crystal stones.
Me too.
And but they're showing me rough, that sense of rough turquoise, you know, that really releases the energy versus the polish. And a lot of people, very different look. And think of the ocean. Big, big, big for you. So take a look at that, Kathy. And listen, here's what I hear. In 5 years, if you listen and, you know, work directly with Creator, you'll feel fantastic. Also, I see you moving. I don't know if you're thinking about that, but I do see
we're moving next year to Florida.
Okay, there you go. We just talked about the ocean.
we're having
fun, Kathy.
We're going to be near it.
I see you flourishing.
There you go. Okay.
Great, great place.
I'll call you.
My friend.
I'll call you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we're gonna great. Thanks for calling in, Kathy. And yeah, and keep
in touch.
You know, that's what I love. That's what I love, Michelle, about the practicality with your business plan. That's what I used to do with the world was make business plans. So, you know, I really believe that they really help a lot with providing a roadmap to where someone wants to go.
Right, envisioning, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Very much so. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got quite a few in the queue here. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break.
Hi, I'm Roy Worley, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Robert Sharpe's thought-provoking and insightful book, Joy Potential. I personally witnessed a wellspring of people who have responded to share their personal experience as to how reading Joy Potential affected them and their life in a very positive way. It's been interesting also to see how different parts of the book really impact people at different levels of their consciousness. So if you have not read and then reread Joy Potential, get your copy today.
Hi, it's Maya at Mind Over Matter in Nyack, New York. I'd just like to take a moment to share with you how amazing I found Robert Sharpe's book, Joy Potential. It kind of found me at a time when I was feeling out of sorts and overwhelmed and I guess derailed by the pressures of my career and my large family and caregiving an ailing husband. I just really felt like my spark was dimming. It was a perfect time for me to pick up Joy Potential because as I just in the first few pages began to read, I found that my frame of mind wasn't so different from others dealing with challenges and the trials and tribulations of life. I guess my first feeling was that I wasn't alone, and with that I began to open more to receive the message that Robert gave of light and love and positive thinking. That's what Joy Potential is all about. His thoughts are beautifully written, and everyone, whether you're going through your own personal challenges, should read it. His message was certainly well received from me, and I'm thankful for his insight and his caring and really helping me to get back on track. I think everyone should put Joy Potential on the top of their reading list. Love and light. Thank you.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777. Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, thank you to Roy and Maya for those testimonials about Joy Potential. And everyone, I do have my second book out, an e-book called It's No Secret, Spirituality Bites. And it's all about some of the insights and awareness that I have gained from previous guests on the show, as well as providing actions for people to have a happier, more less stress-filled life. And I'm already getting comments from people who have taken actions based on the book, so it's really exciting. So if you want to check about either book, go to my website, www.biteradio.me, and I have a link right there that says books, and it'll take you to both of those. So, okay, back to today's show. Again, my very special guest is Michelle Hutchins, the Mile High Medium and Psychic. Again, you can find out more about Michelle by visiting her website, which is michellehutchins.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So do like Kathy in Maryland is going to do and call Michelle after the show and get yourself a real personal off-air type intense reading. So, okay, Michelle, we're back.
Namaste, Robert. And, hey, listen, I was just hearing about your book because I saw it. I have not read it yet, but I hear it is a concise, condensed version of spiritual awareness. Like, here. So, you know, they have those books, books for dummies, you know, which I love. It's like the Cliff Notes. Go for it. That is fantastic. I love it. I look forward to reading it. I'll learn a lot.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, that was the one thing that I'm really delighted. I wanted to let everybody know that everybody was like searching for their spiritual path. And it's like, well, wait a minute, stop searching. You're on it. You know, you just have to make better decisions every day. You know what I mean? So anyway, I just had that, you know, I mean, it's a very practical, you know, this is the way to look at things, you know, to be you know, less stressed and manage expectations and all those kinds of things that we sometimes get all wrapped up in. And so anyway, so great. Yeah, I'm real happy with it. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great
Christmas
gift,
too. I'm going to pitch you a little bit because, you know, so many people, the things that you share in your book, Robert, I'm being told, are so often the questions that people come in and sit down and work with me. Now, you know, I commonly do Fox News and radio, so I'm an out there kind of psychic. And so, you know, a lot of people say, Michelle, I just don't have the extra money to come spend. A book is a fantastic, or a downloadable book is a fantastic Christmas gift that, hey, if you do this, this, and this, everything will fall into place. So thanks for writing.
Yeah. Sure. And the e-version is only 99 cents. I wanted everyone to have
gosh.
A copy. So it's only 99 cents, less than a buck. And, yeah, so anyway. Okay, well, before we take the next caller, I do have someone who sent a private message and asked if maybe you could just answer a question. And it's Richard. And his question is that he wants to know who is touching his hand, sitting down beside him, and why at times it feels like he walked through a spider web, and it happens when he's playing his guitar.
Yeah. Great question. So, Richard, here's what I'm hearing. It's a father figure, but he's not a relative. Now, you knew him on Earth, short, and he's quite short for a man. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. He loves you. He's never forgotten about you. You were very young when he died.
very young, but you knew him, and I'm hearing and remember him a little bit. Now, here's why he's a father figure to you. He loves you immensely, and he gives you energy. He comes to you all the time, and it's like downloading you energy. I'm hearing you get wiped out, Richard. Tired. You lose energy a lot. You're what we call a giver. I'm hearing you give and give and give to people. You're always asked for advice. So he's giving his energy to you. Now, this, okay, one more thing with that. And he says hello. There's a Z somewhere in his name. Okay, let me just make sure. Oh, a C? Okay, a C. I'm sorry. I heard a Z, and I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. A C in his name, first or last. That'll help you. Now, the spider web. The Chinese call it the golden web. It's the grid system. It goes by many names, but you know, when Robert was reading my bio about these levels of consciousness, these dimensional aspects that we call layers of consciousness, that's like the web you see. So you're actually changing consciousness instantaneously and ascending quickly. Now, the guitar brings out your true nature. He's a soft guy, sensitive, uses the sense of femininity, and don't ever mistake being a male to a female with masculinity, femininity. They're completely different. The femininity is this, grace, strength, all of the sides of what the Chinese call the feminine side, the guitar brings out and you ascend. Paramahansa Yogananda was known, you know, Swami Sri Paramahansa Yogananda, very famed yogi, very masculine guy, you know, to many females, very much was known to have this strong side of femininity. We're on Mother Earth, a lot of femininity. So excellent for you, allow it, and allow yourself to rapidly transcend or not, depending on the circumstances. I'm hearing, Richard, sometimes you're trying to control where you go. Let go of the control. Now, if you're listening, you're really laughing. I hear that's what you've been praying for, working on, this whole sense of letting go of the control. So that's what that's doing. Okay, so thanks so much for your question. Namaste, Richard.
Great. Great. Okay, thanks. And let's see here. We're going to go on and try to get through as many of these as we can. The next caller is Lori from Washington. Hello, Lori.
Hi. I'm calling to see if you can see where and when I might find an apartment to move to.
Ah, namaste. And it's Lori, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
How is your name spelled different?
It's just spelled L-O-R-I.
Okay, now hold on.
Okay.
What's your full name?
Lori Ann Lepala.
Okay, there we go. It's that last name. People butcher your last name all the time.
Yeah.
Now here's what I'm going to tell you. It's this. This is why they're starting here. You just have to stay with me. I've learned to stay with how the archangels guide me through this stuff.
Okay.
It's this. Sometimes you feel misguided in the world. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're looking the wrong places? Like I'm going down the wrong road. Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Good. You're not.
You're not good.
You feel that way. Now, Lori, after the show, I'm going to ask your permission to remove you can go down the wrong road. To give me permission for that. And I'll work with Creator on that after, and I'll take that down, but you'll feel that later. To give me permission for that.
Oh, yes, I'd love that.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
We all have free will, so I ask that. And I don't do a lot of energy work on radio, on TV, but this is so big for you because this has been your whole life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I'm getting huge signs for you. So you called me about an apartment, and what I hear is even if it was you were standing in it and it was perfect, am I going down the wrong road, would be the feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Okay, great. So what if you had the confirmation from Creator that it's like fireworks are going off, like stars are going off, like, this is the place, Lori.
That would be wonderful.
Or you're driving by and you say, aha, this is it. Like, fireworks are here. Would you like that type of acknowledgement that I'm on the right path? Think of it like a popcorn trail.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because truly what Robert said earlier is we can't go up path. However, we're self-believing machines. We have these energetic patterns. It's very, very prominent, Lori. Do not feel exclusive to this at all. Now, here's my question for you.
Okay.
Your work, same thing. You doubt that, correct?
Well, I'm not working right.
You doubt you're doing your life purpose is what I'm being told. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I'm not working right now either.
Nurse. Are you in healthcare of
no.
any sort? Nurse
no,
and life
not
science.
Not
okay,
right now.
Here's what I'm to tell you. And I keep hearing it's brilliant for you. Now, just keep that in your back pocket. If that
okay.
comes up for you, it could be like nursing, nurse's aide, home health care, something like that, but it's something in the nursing realm. Now, here's what I hear about apartment.
Okay.
It's green outside. The exterior of the building is green.
Okay.
It's about 15 miles from where you're at right now. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. You
okay.
want a safe neighborhood. You want it
yeah.
to be lit outside. You would love covered parking, but at least lit in the exterior is what's being shown to me for safety. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You'd also like to be on an upper floor or something. You didn't
yes.
hear a lot of noise. Does that make
right.
sense?
Exactly,
okay.
yes.
Okay. That's here, and it has lots of windows. You're a light girl. Lori, when you don't have light, bad mood.
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had SAD disorder or anything like that, you know, seasonal affect disorder, but big for you, get
yeah.
light. Nothing
yeah.
dim. Also, it has enough bedrooms. You need an extra bedroom for visitors. Do you have grandkids or somebody who comes stay with you or kids or somebody comes to stay with you? I see kids. Who comes
I
to
hope
stay
so.
With you?
I hope that will happen someday.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. Create it. Remember what we vision when we set up. You know, I always tell people, hey, listen, if you want to attract a husband, clean out half your closet. Move your car over in your garage. Create space for them that they're there. That's this. It's beautiful for you. And here's the thing you like about it. It has a new kitchen.
Oh,
they
my God.
The kitchen. Favorite. Your favorite. And you have a gas stove.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
I hear you love a gas stove.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, Lori, here
yeah.
we go. Girlfriend, I'm going to end here. I've given you the description. Listen
oh
back
God.
To the tape. I'm going to do some energy work with you after we get off the line. Not right now, but after I get off the show. And
yeah.
Blessings, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Namaste.
You're welcome. All right. Namaste. Okay. Well, gosh, Michelle, we're down to 11 minutes here. And let's
okay.
see. I've got 1, 2, 3.
I better get
four people in the queue. Now, are you okay to be able to go over maybe just a little bit?
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely.
Do you need, okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
I do
you.
Have
Thanks for bearing with me.
Queue.
I always hate to cut people
oh,
off,
sure.
but Robert, I'm terrible. I apologize.
No. I mean, it's great. It's good information, and you know, it's really helping people, and I appreciate that. And like I say, you know, if we can go over and if it's okay with you, then we'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But just to let the callers know, the listeners know,
perfect.
That we will probably be running over. So if you want to hear the end of the show, you can go over and listen to it in the archives. And again, be sure to follow up with Michelle for your private sessions and all of that. Okay. We're going to go ahead now. The next call is Trish from Connecticut. Hello, Trish.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Michelle, my question is around, I'm looking for some insights from Spirit around a legal situation.
Mm. Big for you. Namaste, Trish.
Namaste.
What's your specific question? And, you know, I always, you know, I usually have people sign a waiver, but I always say, you know, seek legal counsel. I'll tell you from the spiritual aspect what I'm hearing. Huge life lesson for you. Huge, 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 huge. Has to do with somebody taking you. Does that make sense? Lying to you. Not being honest.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's your question to me about that? This is like your life calling. Trusting people. You're such a good person, Trish, who trusts people. It's crazy. Now, here's the thing. Not everybody's like that. Oh, boy, have I seen this in the world, being in corporate America for 22 years, and just friendships things. But this one was a doozy, is what I hear. Big lie. Big lie. Big, big lie. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. I was just looking for insight around the resolution.
Perfect. So what's your specific question to me?
When do you see this being resolved?
I see settlement. I hear it takes about 6 to 8 months total. So I don't know how long you've been in it. But that's what I'm seeing, total time. Now, that's from the time that you agree that you get paid out, 6 to 8 months, 6 to 8 months. Payout. There's a payout. There's some type of payout there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Trish?
I don't.
Okay. Let me ask about that. It's not money. There's something that's agreed upon, and it's acted on. It's some kind of a payout. It's not money, though. So tell me more.
I guess I'll rephrase it. When do you see me building a new home?
Okay, great. So within 2 years, period. I'm hearing it will happen. I'm being told it's an absolute. Now, there's not a lot of things that aren't absolutes, but I'm hearing it will happen. It will happen. However, I see it more modern than you want it. Now, you're going to say I'm crazy. There's something that's very modern about it, and you like it.
No, I want modern.
I know, but they kind of go over the top. That's what I'm going to tell you. Like, you're going to say I'm crazy that it could be too modern. It's almost too modern. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I hear it. They're showing me, like, Architectural Digest. Really neat. Really neat. Now, they want you to go back to the lawsuit for a minute, if you will, and hear this. It all settles nicely. It does settle nicely. And they do compensate you for something in a way. So I hear you get some kind of payout for it, but I don't see it money. It's something else. It's something else is what I'm being told, Trish. But I do see it settling, and it does end. Who's the gentleman in it? You don't need to say his name. There's a gentleman who's tall. Okay, there's a gentleman who's, he's the tallest guy. Whoever the tallest guy is, here's the thing. He will get it done for you. He has a spiritual agreement to settle this. He will get it done. So, you know, that's what I look at is I look at your spiritual agreements. The energy is absolute. when you follow a vortice, it is. You know, there isn't any waiting or wallowing about it. And his energetic agreements will do this. Yeah, it just will. But it's not pleasant. I'm sorry. Big heartache. I hear it's been a big heartache. Big heartache. Lost trust in people for a little bit. Really bummed out. didn't think this would happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I apologize about that. But you will have this beautiful home. Wow. I hear do the outdoors is nice. It's the indoors. It's neat. So thank you, Trish. I hope that answered your questions.
It does. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Namaste.
Okay, great. Namaste. Okay, well, guys, we're down to, again, about 4 minutes. And, again, everyone, Michelle's information, michellehutchins.com, is in the show page description. Be sure to contact her and let her know that you heard her on the show. Michelle, we've got one real quick personal private message again, and then we're going to go into overtime, and we have three people left. Kay in Washington,
sure.
D.C., Julia, and then Suzanne in England. So, okay. And the private message is a simple one. It's Rondia, R-O-N-D-I-A, from Long Beach, California, wanting to know if you feel that she is going to ever have children. She's interested in knowing if she's going to have kids.
Oh, yeah. And it's Rondia, R-H-O-N-D-I-A, correct?
Just
R-O-N-D-R-I-A,
Rondria.
Oh, Rondria. Okay, perfect. Namaste, Rondria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but no. Now, this is such a subject near and dear to my heart. All I hear is this. Kids come in many ways. Now, I also see you attempting and or have attempted fertilization, like infertility, do that. I'm hearing that will help you to find your path to children. So if you haven't done that already, or if you're in the process, or you're thinking, I see it around you, or if you're done, it's supposed to take you on your way. Now, here's what I'm hearing. Your kids have darker skin, and it's golden brown,
beautiful
skin, very, very, very chocolate eyes. There's more than one. There's three. I see with three kids, and I hear they come together, period. Or they don't come. They come together, and they're a mighty force. Oh, boy, put on your track shoes is what I hear. They're busy. You're busy. So, yes. But remember, they come many ways. Okay? So that's what I was to tell you. So namaste, my friend.
Okay.
And blessings on being a mother. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next caller is Kay from Washington, D.C. Hello, Kay.
Hello. How are you?
Okay. Very good. Great.
Hi.
Namaste, Kay.
Namaste. I was just calling to get a read on a possible relationship with a friend, one I've been friends with for years, who separated from his significant other or broken up with. I'm just trying to figure out if we have anything or if anything will come of us or how he feels about me.
Oh, my gosh, a lot of sexual tension. I have to start there. So very interested in you. But here's what's happening. He's confused.
Yeah.
Some of the values of his wife. You know, if you've heard shows I've done before, I talk a lot about aligned value systems in our relationships, whether it's a significant other in an intimate relationship like a marriage or whether it's friends. When we have misaligned values beyond energy, it's like the most significant energy.
Mm-hmm.
I see this kind of values. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There's some infidelity there somewhere. Now,
mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with that. It's this. It's confusing him. Think of it like taking us off course. We really can't go off course, but it's disaligned to values with him. And I hear it's got him confused. Now, I don't hear he's doing it, but but it feels like him. So I won't go there anymore, but here's what I hear for you, Kay.
Okay.
Wait, wow, you're a great gal. And you have marriage agreements with him if you both want. Now, you know, typically we have marriage agreements with more than one person. Rarely do we just choose one person to marry on the earth. But sometimes there are significant factors that pull us to one type of person. And, oh, boy, is he your type. Do you get that? He is
yes.
so much your type, it's crazy. Now,
yeah.
that's what's happening. Like, he's my type. He's perfect. Here's what I would tell you, self-love. Here's how I would describe him. Hard on himself. Directs himself around internally. More compassion, more self-love, huge for him. So be friends. I hear, let him work through this. But you do have marriage agreements. And I do see that you could be together. But I hear, play it out for a while. Be his friend. Be his friend. Make sure he's ready. If you jumped in too early, it would kind of sputter out. Then he could come back, but you would be with somebody else. So take your time. Wait till he makes the move. That's what I'm hearing. But I don't see
okay.
his marriage lasting. Unfortunately, really disaligned values. So blessings to you. And, you know, a great, great message to all the listeners as well as Kay is this sense of aligned values. Trust me, I see it all the time with, you know, infidelity, with marriages breaking up, with friendships breaking up. You know, sometimes that's even more severe than losing our spouse is a great friend. And the sense of aligning and understanding and recognizing your value system, so, so, so important. And don't assume what someone else's value system is. Ask them questions. Talk to them. Get to know them. And when you're doing that, vision and ask Creator, may I understand their value systems. Trust me, they'll just start saying things, and you will know their value systems. So don't forget to ask that in that spiritual sense that, during this conversation, I would like to understand your value system. It'll just start coming out.
There you go.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And
thank
I think you guys aligned in value system. So namaste, my friend.
Namaste.
All right. Okay, great. Okay, we're down to our last two callers, and the next one is Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, and then I appreciate you being in the chat room and supporting the show quite often, so I just want to say thank you for that, too.
You're welcome. Hi, Michelle.
Namaste, Julia.
Namaste to you.
Such a bright soul. Now, everyone who's called has been a bright soul, but you really don't have a bad day, do you? Truly.
Well.
Rarely have a bad day. Truly. Now, listen, I got to brag on you a little bit because your angels are just showing me huge signs. Thank you. You care so much about everybody else. You're one of these selfless people who truly honors herself by giving. They're showing me Mother Teresa style. So thank you. So what question
thank
can
you
answer?
Well, I'm at a crossroads in my life. I'm going to be 53 next Tuesday. And I believe I'm at the end of my marriage. I've been married for 30 years, and I have some fear around, you know, moving forward in my life. I keep going back and forth, stay, go, stay, go, stay, go, because, like I said, I'm going to be 53, and I'm concerned about, you know, finding my way and finding a niche. I've been predominantly a homemaker, so I'm concerned about, you know, finding a job, a career fit, and sort of, you know, moving forward as a single person. So
yeah, Julie, I'm hearing darned if you do, darned if you don't. Is that how you're feeling? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm darned if I do, I'm darned if I don't. Who gave up on themselves? Somebody gave up on themselves. Who is that?
I think it's me.
Okay, Beautiful. Thank you. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's why I started the way I started. You don't see how brilliant you are. You've forgotten about yourself, how special you are. Now, if I gathered 10, 20 people in a room, you could easily collect 100 people in a room. You're so loved. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. You don't feel that way right now. But I would tell you, you're such a bright light in the world. People would do anything for you. Now, you know this. You have friends that would do absolutely anything for you. You call them at 3 in the morning, they would get out of bed and say, what do you need? No worries. To you, though, that should be your husband. Does that make sense? You're
yeah.
very much aligned to that. And I'm hearing that's not his style anymore. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right. He's tend to focus on himself. And
yeah.
I think the focus on me, it's like I feel like I've slowly
right.
gotten dropped down the list of what's important to him. And
right.
it's like everybody and everything else is, and I'm not. So.
Right. And you are all there for him 100% of the time, 24/7. You are there. Johnny on the spot. It's why he stayed. Now, here's the thing. He forgot who he is, too. Now, you're going to say I'm crazy, but this, he keeps changing his hair color. Does that make sense?
He turned gray, but that's the
okay.
only.
Okay, so stay here with me. Here's okay. what I mean. My angels like to prep me. Myself likes to prep me a little odd, but so stay here with me.
Okay.
Sometimes he's a redhead. He has a temper, quick, angry.
Yes.
Then sometimes he's a blonde. Oh, I forgot. Then sometimes
yeah.
he's a brunette. Steady Eddie.
Yep.
He's all over the place. All over the place. Now,
yeah.
that's very stereotypical because I have had all of those hair colors. So, you know, stay with me in joking with this, but here's the thing. You don't even know who he is anymore. He doesn't either.
Yeah.
He has no idea who he is. His temper is rash, is what I'm being told. It's quick.
Yeah.
It's quick. He
yeah.
flares up about nothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's part of my fear, too, with the
yeah,
divorce.
Yeah, this is how I work, Julie. I don't need names or anything. I just work directly with spirit, so that's how it works for me. But here's what I'm being told is this. You have to learn you. You're worried so much about the marriage. Who are you? Remembering you, and that's why they wanted me to start out that way. But here's what I hear. He's already ended the marriage. Does that make sense to you?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And that's as far as I'll go, but he's already ended the marriage to you. You have very sacred vows. You're very clear. You hold strict boundaries in marriage. Not everybody does. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No, here's what I'm going to tell you. He's lost his compassion. Don't lose yours, especially for you. And here's what I'm being told. Now, I told another caller, nurse. I'm telling you this. Nurse animals. You're an automatic animal caretaker, pet walker, however you want to term it, your own service, your own time. Now, let me ask you this, Julia. Do you love dogs?
Yes.
Okay. Big time, right?
Yes.
I know. Here's what I'm telling you. It's an automatic job. People will trust you overnight. Do you go to church? I'm seeing you do.
I did for a while, but I haven't
okay.
in a while.
Okay, now stay here. Go back, church, advertise at that church. Make friends at that church with the church, and it's a huge business if you want it. Big
okay.
money, and it's quick and it's easy. And I don't have to have skills any more than loving the dog, like taking the mail in, watering a few plants. I hear you have a booming business. You can't keep up. You can't keep up. Make sure to charge appropriately, though. Do your research, okay?
Okay.
That's big for you. Also, do you have a sister? But it's not a sister. But she's like a sister.
I had an aunt who was like a sister. I would be moving in with my mother. She lives in Florida. But my aunt did used to live there.
That is your sister. You and your mom are so much like sisters. It's crazy. It's crazy. You argue like sisters. You think you're sisters. You mother her as much as she mothers you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I hear you're like sisters. Now, that's my joke, and here's why they're doing this with me, too, is this. Remember your laughter, your smile. You're such a joyful soul. You really don't have a bad day. If you feel like you are, that's different than who you are. Your innate soul is so joyful, Julie. It's crazy. Remember that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And the move is great. Don't doubt it when I hear it. And there's a dog service waiting for you if you want it. If you want it. But I hear it's, you know, it's my Scottish friend says easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's my new one, Robert. Besides winter winter chicken dinner, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I like that. And, I've used that.
It's fun. Yeah, good. Remember your joy, my friends.
There you
Namaste,
go.
Julia.
That might be the selling point.
Namaste.
Make that your selling
thank
line.
Thank you so much.
Down in Florida.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
you guys
hey,
have
that's
a great
headline
day.
Headline for business. She's easy peasy lemon. You she makes it easy peasy lemon squeezy, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Yeah, and you like the big dog,
okay,
too. Good. Good for you. Awesome. Namaste, my friend.
Okay. Okay, great. And then we're going to go to our last caller is Suzanne, and she's calling from
Hi.
England. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi. Hello.
Namaste, Suzanne.
Hi. Is there a message in spirit for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've been dreaming about it. It's go big or go home. Go big or go home. Now, how does that relate to you? What are you thinking about?
Go big or go home. No, that's not, I'm not.
I hear it has. I hear it has to do with a relationship. Right now, you're holding back. So hear me through with my little sense of humor here. It's this. There's a relationship with a male that you're holding back a lot. You're withdrawing.
No, I'm not in a relationship with anybody.
Okay. No, stay here. I didn't say intimate. I said a male, so stay here with me. There's a male in your life, and I see it associated with something you're doing with work. So let me slow down here and give you a little bit more details. And you're doubting your relationship with them and what they're doing. I hear you don't find them competent. Now, does that bring a relationship to your mind?
No, there's no relationship currently in my life, and there's nobody in my present day which would be suitable for a relationship. They're all married, or I don't know anybody that way.
It's not intimate. So let me go back, Suzanne. This is not an
intimate
relationship.
You're talking about more of a professional, more of a business professional, correct?
It's really a friendship.
No,
there's
no friendship.
Okay. That's the message coming to me. And then let me explain what they're saying to me. You're doubting people in your life. Are they truthful? Are they truthful? You've had a lot of deception in your life or some deception in your life, and you've gotten weary of people. This gentleman that they're referring to, so if it comes to you later, great. He's tall and silver hair is what's being told to me. Now, here's what I'm being told. He is truthful to you. And no, he's not a loved one, but a sacred friend. He's a very sacred friend. So what the soul group that you're working in, let me go back here right now, is truth and honesty and justice. That people will have justice for what they do is what's being told to me. So let me just share this a different way. You're a peacekeeper. Susan, you don't like disruption at all. Keep peace. Be nice. Be truthful. I'm hearing you're a very truthful person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm hearing. When people are showing you the opposite, of who you are, it disrupts you. Now, rightfully so. However, at times that's the type of things we're working on in what we call these soul groups. Now, who are soul groups? Typically, they're our friends, our coworkers, people we like, people we don't like. They're all in our soul group. So big thing for you is this, truth and honesty. And it's what you're, and I'm getting huge signs for this, Susan, so I'm just going to keep talking and just hear me through, and then you can meditate on it post, is this. Be truthful in everything you do, and you will pull that to you. You haven't had that in your life, so you've doubted it, and that's what they're teaching you. That's the spiritual lesson they're talking about with this gentleman that I was talking about. So any questions to that? With a boat or on a boat? What do you think you have to do with a boat?
No, boat.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. They're going to laugh at this. In the next 3 weeks, when you go on a boat, contact Robert. That's crazy. And tell him that's crazy. I never go on a boat.
There you go.
Now, I have people do this all the time and say, Michelle, what are you talking about?
There's no boats where I live.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Well, then it would be crazy.
You're
going to
be on a boat. Yeah. Well, sometimes boats are on land. Like, you know, there's restaurants that are boats or things. What they're telling me is you will be on a boat within 3 weeks. So I'm just going to stay here. You like big signs from spirit. You'll see it if that's what I'm being told.
Yeah,
well, something to keep an eye out for.
A boat. Yeah. No, there's no boat around. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Namaste, Susan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, well, Michelle, boy, I really appreciate you taking the extra time to go through
thank you to all the callers and listeners and to Susan who's saying to me, what the heck are you saying to me, Michelle? Because sometimes that's how I feel when Spirit's talking to me, like, what? What are you saying to me? I'm going to do what? You know, and sometimes
exactly.
Messages make a little bit more sense and not. But here's the thing. Susan's a very, very, very advanced spiritual practitioner. So she'll get big signs to Spirit. And sometimes our lexicon is different. So she'll hear it in her own way. But thank you so much. And this whole aspect to mistakes, will it create change in us? Will this whole sense of misunderstanding, Robert, come forth to an understanding? That's where we're moving as a group, as the oneness and the sense of illumination. So thanks so much for letting me talk about this topic.
I appreciate it very much. And again, thank you for your time. And we'll keep in touch on Facebook. So thank you again. I appreciate it.
Namaste, Robert. Namaste, everyone. Thank you.
Namaste. Okay, everyone, again, today my very special guest has been Michelle Hutchins, the Mile High Medium and Psychic. And again, you can find out more about Michelle by visiting her website, which is michellehutchins.com. There is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And as I mentioned, she's also on Facebook, as am I, so feel free to join us there. So everyone, thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again,
thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/ByteRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at ByteRadioMe, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's BiteRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.